Thank you and good morning to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth. Once again, how good it is to have you to be a part of our study. Be sure to check everything that I say, as well as others, with the Word of God. It and it alone is the standard for truth. Remember, Jesus said himself, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. The only way that one can be free from sin is by obedience to the truth of the gospel or good news as revealed in the book we call the Bible. Your speaker is Robert Swain. For the past 3 weeks, I have been showing from scriptures that wrong is always wrong, and I wish to continue that general theme in the study this morning. Wrong is wrong although it's authorized or in some cases even commanded by civil rulers. Sometimes when a person does something wrong, he'll try to justify it by saying, "It's legal under civil law." The fact that civil law says a thing is right does not necessarily mean that it is right. If a thing is wrong according to God's law, it is still wrong, although civil rulers may say it's right. We learn from passages such as Matthew 28:18-20, and Mark 16:15-16, that Jesus commanded the apostles to teach and preach his word, and it was right to do so. It would have been wrong for them not to have done so. However, we learn from Acts 4:5-18, that some of the rulers commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. Here we see the civil rulers commanding the apostles to refrain from doing what Jesus had commanded them to do. Listen to the apostle Peter as he responds to their commands in verses 19 and 20. "Whether it's right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." The fact that the civil rulers or authorities were trying to get the apostles to do something that was wrong, that is, quit preaching Christ, did not make it right. It was still wrong for them not to preach Christ. Reading from Acts 5, we learn that the apostles were put in prison for preaching Christ. And an angel of the Lord was sent and opened the doors of the prison with the instructions, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life," Acts 5:20. The apostles followed these instructions. They were then brought before the council and asked, "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intent to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men," Acts 5:28-29. So here again we see that wrong was wrong, even though those in authority, the rulers, commanded they do it. Today wrong is wrong even though it may be legal or authorized by the laws of the land, by civil rulers. It's wrong for a person, saint or sinner, to divorce his wife or her husband for any reason other than for fornication. If a divorce is granted by civil authorities for any other reason, it is still wrong. It matters not what the cause may be. Unless it's for fornication, divorce is sinful. You know, in our land today, one out of two marriages will end in divorce. And the laws of our land have granted divorce for almost any reason, but that does not make it right. Just because a judge stamps his approval upon a divorce does not make it right with God. Unless the cause is fornication, the divorce is not pleasing unto God and stands under his condemnation. Jesus himself said, "Whoever shall put away his wife except for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And he that marrieth her when she is put away, committeth adultery." That's found in Matthew 19:9. And it makes no difference how many judges approve of the divorce. If it's for any other reason, it is still sinful. Wrong is wrong, even though civil authorities may approve of the act. Yes, wrong is wrong, even when it's authorized or even commanded by civil rulers. So let's not try to justify wrong by saying it's legal. Wrong is wrong, even